Welcome again to Studio Classroom, where we are neither in a studio
nor a classroom. My name is Rebecca.
And my name is Gabe. And I'm ready to continue with a passion for biking.
Yes, me too. Gabe, look at our outfits.
Mm-hmm.
We are all ready to start biking. Gabe, actually today.
Yes?
Wa ingla.
Oh, that means wa shula.
No. Ni ye ingla. So I woman do ingla.
That's right. Woman
and
do ingla.
Gabe, wa yao chu qi cha ta chu.
Well, Rebecca, 我也要去骑脚踏车.
Mm-hmm. So let's go!
What are we waiting for? Let's start enjoying the ride.
A passion for biking. Enjoying the ride. Usually, one's destination is regarded as the most important part of a trip. But more often than not, the journey is the more exciting part. At first, I biked for practical reasons. The idea of biking for recreation or as a challenge, especially up a hill, made me cringe. I thought it would be too hard and too tiring. Why would I torture myself like that? However, after successfully ascending a hill on my first attempt, I was hooked.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 recreation 这个名词， RE 这个字首是指再一次， creation 是指创造，再创造一次就是指休闲娱乐或消遣。例如 weekends are for recreation and outings， 周末是可以做休闲活动或出游的时间。 recreation 也指消遣的方式，例如 Nathan's favorite recreations are swimming and hiking。 Nathan 最喜欢的休闲活动就是游泳跟爬山。它的形容词是字尾加上 al 变成 recreational， 例如 recreational facilities 就是指休闲设施。接下来我们看的是 torture 这个动词， T-O-R-T 这个字根有扭转的意思，所以 torture 是指折磨或虐待，例如 These captives were tortured and starved for a long period of time， 这些俘虏长期以来都在被虐待与挨饿的状态中。 torture 也可以当名词，意思是折磨或苦恼的事，是一个不可数名词，例如 Being stuck in a traffic jam for hours was torture，被塞车卡住几个小时是一种折磨。
We didn't just set out to build a faster bike. Who even knows what that means? With Propel, our goal was very clearly defined. Propel was created to make you faster.Aerodynamics is a straightforward science. In reality, wind is fickle. Conditions are ever-changing. We make you faster by analyzing every factor, by minimizing drag from every angle. You can't fool the wind simply by looking fast. Speed is also about pedaling efficiency, acceleration, cornering, and compliance. Speed is the sum total of the rider and the bike. Propel makes you faster. Propel, faster from every angle.
All right, well, maybe that bike is for you. Well, friends, guess who's back? It's Linda!
Yes! Hi. Linda is here! And Linda, did you notice what Gabe and I are wearing?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. And you guys look really good. You look like you're ready to go biking.
We look just like you, Linda. This
yeah.
is great.
Yes, and I even have the helmet to go with it.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, we were noticing that.
I'm safe and ready to go. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to enjoy the ride. Linda, I like what you wrote here. Enjoying the ride. So is that phrase only used for when you're talking about going on a bike ride?
It can talk about going on a bike ride, or it can refer to an experience.
Oh.
So you can talk about enjoying a ride, just enjoying the experience.
That's right. Okay, well, I like what you wrote here, Linda. Usually one's destination is regarded as the most important part of a trip, but more often than not, the journey is the most exciting part. And that phrase right here, friends, is very, very useful phrase, more often than not. This just means usually.
Right. And when you go on a ride, well, I enjoy the part where I get to observe my scenery, the scenery, mm-hmm. and get to see, have an adventure on my ride.
That's right. So usually that's the more exciting part. More often than not, that's the exciting part. And friends, that is a good phrase to know. You can use it in other ways. For example, mm-hmm. I believe more uh-huh. often than not, Rebecca goes to bed early. or do you go to bed later?
Gabe is actually right.
I'm right, right?
More often than not, Rebecca goes to bed early.
How did you know?
Wait, how did you know?
Well, I'm her roommate, so.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, more often than not, Gabe, you go to bed late. Is
well,
that true?
Maybe you're right about that. mm-hmm. But
yeah. More often than not, these two are arguing.
Well, yeah, maybe. I think we should continue with our lesson. Yeah, let's move on. Well, we read here, at first I biked for practical reasons. Mm-hmm. Now, Linda, what kind of practical reasons are you referring to?
Well, one would be transportation. Mm-hmm. I bike to work and mm-hmm. bike to places that I need to go to. So in that case, it's very practical.
Okay, and the other reasons for biking that you mentioned here are recreation or as a challenge, like maybe a race. And this idea kind of scared you, or yeah. I like this phrase you wrote here. It made you cringe.
Yeah, something that makes you cringe might, you know, make you feel like yeah.
Can you guys say that?
Just
it's like
that.
You feel tense inside and very uneasy about something. What makes you cringe?
Well, Linda, you also wrote that you thought that it would be too hard and too tiring. And then you ask a very good question. Why would I torture myself like that? Now, my question for you is, why did you use the word torture? Doesn't that seem like a bit extreme to use
well,
that word?
Not really, because mm-hmm. it could be actual physical pain, and mm-hmm. when you're going up, let's say up a hill, mm-hmm. you feel pain. But torture can also be mental or spiritual pain.
Okay, mm-hmm. and it's true. If you're doing some intense exercise, you might not only feel physical pain, you could also say you're experiencing mental torture.
Exactly.
But what about the last sentence here? However, after successfully ascending a hill on my first attempt, I was hooked.
Mm.
What does that mean when you're hooked?
Yeah, you can imagine a fish hook, something uh-huh. that grabs onto you and you mm-hmm. can't let go. So when something you're hooked on something, uh-huh. you can't get enough of it, just like biking.
And so what are some other things you could be hooked on? Ah, yes, I know, friends, once you start watching Studio Classroom, you will be hooked.
Exactly.
That's right. You're hooked on Studio Classroom. For me, you know I love playing drums. You could say that I'm hooked on drums. Now notice we use that word on when we use the word hooked. Mm-hmm. I'm hooked on something. Mm-hmm. And Linda is hooked on biking.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you are hooked on?
I'm hooked on eating green tea ice cream. I just can't get enough of it.
Green tea ice cream. That's pretty tasty.
Amazing. All right. Well, friends, right now it is time to sing
it out.
Sing it out.
Sorry, Gabe, I'm late.
Ben, it's okay. What's going on?
Well, I was going on this mode of transportation. It's a little slower, but it's really cool.
Wait. Am I supposed to guess
yeah.
what you were on?
Yeah.
Please guess.
Okay, were you on something that is it can weave through traffic?
Yes. Okay, so it can weave through traffic.
Through traffic, and it's kind of light, so it's not a car, right?
Yeah.
Wait. So maybe you were on a scooter? Yeah,
no.
A scooter, because
no. I no, no, Gabe, Gabe, I was on a bike. Huh? On a bike.
A bike?
Yeah, a bike, a bike, an eco-friendly bike. On my bike,
my bike.
I love my bike, my bike, my bike, my eco-friendly bike. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I also have a bike, and I like riding my bike for exercise, but also for recreation. That is, for fun, because I think it's a lot of fun to ride my bike. And here we go. 1, 2, 3.
My bike, my bike. I love my bike, my bike, my bike, my eco-friendly bike. Yeah.
You know what I don't like? I don't like all the pollution that's out there. And that is why I ride my bike. Because there's so many cars and scooters and buses and cabs on the road. And I don't know what to do. And so it's a good thing that I have
my bike, my bike. I love my bike, my bike, my bike, my eco-friendly bike. My bike, my bike. I love my bike, my bike, my bike.
Eco-friendly bike.
Break it down. Oh yeah, sing it out.
Rebecca, let me tell you something about bicycles.
Okay, great.
Every bike needs to have a great design.
Okay.
Be of top quality.
Okay.
Have great performance.
Excellent.
Excellent craftsmanship.
I'll remember that.
And of course, it must have an anchor.
Wait, Gabe, that isn't an anchor. That's the frame of a bike.
I knew that.
Right. Well, let's continue with our journey.
A passion for biking. I felt an overwhelming sense of achievement, one that I wanted to repeat immediately. Now, if a couple days pass and I haven't ridden up a hill, something doesn't feel right. Invented in 1817, the bicycle still ranks as one of the best inventions of all time. Personally, I think the bike should become society's main mode of transportation. Imagine how some of today's major problems might be solved. There would be less air pollution and fewer car accidents or traffic jams. A lifestyle with little activity would be a thing of the past.
Alright, 继续我们看课文中的 I felt an overwhelming sense of achievement 里面的 overwhelming 这个形容词，它原本是 overwhelm 淹没或压垮，这个动词的现在分词，当形容词是指极大的、极强烈的或者是令人不知所措的。例如 City life was too overwhelming for Janet, so she decided to move back to her hometown. 都市生活对 Janet 而言太难适应了，所以她决定要搬回家乡了。或者是 Since childhood, this famous novelist has had the overwhelming desire to write. 这位有名的小说家从幼年开始就有一种强烈想要写作的欲望。最后我们看的是 mode 这个名词。Mode 是指方式或方法。例如 Searching on the internet is the most important mode for getting information nowadays. 在网际网络上搜寻是现在得到讯息的最重要方式。Mode 也指模式，例如 Please turn your cell phone to its silent mode during the meeting. 会议中请将手机调成静音的模式。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Hey Gabe, look! we have helmets too.
Yes, we are just as safe as you are, Gabe.
Okay, now we're all very safe to continue teaching our lesson here.
That's right. Okay, Linda, in our lesson we read that you felt an overwhelming sense of achievement, I assume, after you made it up to the top of the hill.
Right. So when something is overwhelming, it's extreme, or it's just I felt a lot, a great amount of achievement, a great sense of achievement.
That's great. Okay, so you really felt like you achieved something mm-hmm. that day. You said you wanted to have that feeling again. You wanted to repeat mm-hmm. that. And you said, now if a couple of days pass and I haven't ridden up a hill, something doesn't feel right.
Exactly. Yeah. And that means that something feels like it's missing from my life, or something feels off.
Huh. That's a good way to put it. Something feels a little bit off. Mm-hmm. Something is missing here. It doesn't feel right.
Well, friends, we have more for you, so make sure you stay tuned. What a great video. Well, in this section, you saw the words less and fewer. I wonder what the guys have to say about these words in the info cloud. Let's go there now.
Fewer and less both describe an amount that is of a smaller quantity than another amount. So, how do we know when to use which one?
Simple. Use fewer for things you count, and use less for things you don't count. So, for example, we should say fewer snowflakes and less snow. Fewer arguments and less anger. Fewer car accidents and traffic jams and less air pollution.
Another way to look at it is that fewer refers to a number. Less refers to quantity.
Now, with regard to distances, periods of time, and sums of money, we can use less since these countable nouns represent quantitative measurements. For example, miles, minutes, or dollars are all countable, but we still say less than 5 miles to go, less than 5 minutes left, and less than $5. Here we're referring to quantities, not countable units.
Fewer and less are often confused in English, even by native English speakers. But we hope you'll be less confused and make fewer mistakes after today's lesson.
Less 跟 fewer 这两个字都是指比较少的，差别在于 fewer 是用来形容可数名词， less 通常用来形容不可数名词。因此呢，比较少的雪，我们应该讲 less snow， snow 是个不可数名词。但是若是要形容雪片，就要讲 fewer snowflakes， 因为 snowflake 是一个可数名词。要注意的是，当牵涉到距离、时间跟金钱，我们通常还是会用 less 来表示，纵使用的是可数名词，像 we have less than 5 minutes left， 或是 he has less than $5。虽然 minute 跟 dollar 是可数名词，但这里强调的是总体的量，因此呢，还是得用 less。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you so much, guys. Well, Linda, I like your last sentence here. A lifestyle with little activity would be a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. What does that mean if it's a thing of the past?
And that just means that it no longer happens.
And there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, gentlemen opening the doors for ladies seems to be a thing of the past.
Excuse me. Am I not a gentleman? I open doors for ladies. It's not a thing of the past yet.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, anyway, Linda, thank you so much for joining us today. We're so glad that you could join us the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome, and I was so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're happy that you could be here, and we know you're going to be happy with a review skit.
Yes.
Biking is a good way to get around town, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But I don't regard my destination as the most important part of my trip.
What do you mean?
More often than not, the journey is more important.
Oh. Have you always felt that way?
No. At first, I biked for practical reasons. The idea of biking for recreation or a challenge made me cringe.
Yeah. It is hard and tiring, especially uphill. Why torture yourself?
Yeah, but after successfully ascending a hill on my first attempt, I was hooked.
Hooked? Why?
Well, I felt this sense of achievement that I wanted to repeat over and over.
So you like riding uphill?
Yeah. If I haven't ridden up a hill for a few days, something doesn't feel right.
Yeah, bicycles are a pretty cool invention.
Mm-hmm. The bicycle ranks as one of the best inventions.
One of the best?
Yeah. Personally, I think it should be society's main mode of transportation.
Well, I don't know.
It might even solve some of today's major problems.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like less air pollution and fewer car accidents.
And fewer traffic jams.
Right. And a lifestyle with little activity would be a thing of the past.
Then we would need to be more active. That might be a problem.
Okay. I'm ready to go enjoy the ride.
Oh, Gabe! Well, friends, remember, don't just focus on the destination, but enjoy the journey as well. And that goes for your English.
All right, we'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom. Gabe, that's such a small bike.
Yeah?
I'm dressed professionally.
Yeah?
I want a professional bike. Let's go.